this question of the illegals is, I find, very interesting. Would you say that it's, at this particular moment, as important as any of the other problems facing the union?
Oh, yes. In the last 3 weeks, it's become, the last 2 weeks, it has become an emergency for us. There's an awful lot of illegals coming in. By the hundreds, by the thousands, our people are not only in some of the crews where there is now strike breaking, some of those crews are 100% illegals. Outright, openly, with no attempt to disguise it. And so it's so bad now that we estimate 60 to 70% of the farm workers in California, of the resident worker, of the citizen, is out of a job because of the wetbacks. They're coming in by the thousands, just unbelievable. See, they're coming in with the consent of the Immigration Service, which is part of the Department of Justice. How else could they come? We, for instance, know that if you go to Coachella, you go to around the El Paso area, the secondary immigration checkpoints have been unmanned now for at least 3-4 weeks. They're closed. They're at night. They're dark. There aren't any patrolmen there. It's a gimmick. We think that it's a prelude, at the beginning, to a big drive on the part of the administration and the Mexican government to bring the Bracero program again. It's a vicious attack on the local worker, and it's just one of those things that agribusiness thinks they can get away with it. And our job is to inform the whole country what's happening, together with a boycott, and solve it that way.